Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856 0112 7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Jeremiah 31 verses 7 to 14 and John 1 verses 29 to 34. And the reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled A Light Bulb Moment.
Our reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labour together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather, and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young man and the old men and the old, shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests a fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And New Testament reading is taken from John chapter 1.
The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Lynn and Joycey. So do join in our reflection and our thoughts, something that might have sprung from the text. And this very last sentence, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. For me, maybe epitomize, in a sense, maybe my strongest passion or desire, which is the best way I can, whether through the ministry in the church that I'm doing or through my life, to tell others of what I have seen and what I can testify of God's grace, God's goodness, and who Jesus is. And in this passage, it is about a revelation. John didn't know, it says here, Jesus, but he had received that message that the one on whom the Holy Spirit will come in the sign of a dove, is the one who will be the Savior, the Messiah. And so in this season of Epiphany is this reality of having a light bulb moment or moment of clarity. And often Christians can point to a time maybe in their lives where God has becoming much more tangible, I would say. But also for others, it's maybe a more progressive reality. But I think we can and we should be asking God for more moments of clarity, of direction, so that we will enter more and more into his good plans for us. So at the start of this year, the challenge I gave yesterday in the church was to take the time every day in scripture and in prayer to hear from God and to align ourselves to his plans for our lives. Because God is personal and God is real and God speaks. He speaks through scripture. He speaks through time that we spend in the church, through the worship, speaks through taking communion, speaks through one another, through our brothers and sisters that are there to encourage, to strengthen, sometimes to say words from the Lord to help us discern a path. So for me is I look forward to see what God is going to do in my personal life, the life of my family, the life of the church, but in the life in our community also in Taunton. I see a great need to be more, to be bolder in telling others about Jesus, because there is, I believe, a growing hunger. There is worries around the world, where the world is leading. And people realize that maybe the promises of materialism and autonomy and individualism do not fulfill their greatest needs. And there is this great saying from theologians from the past, Augustine, that in each of us, there is a great emptiness that can only be filled by the presence of God. Which is manifested in Jesus. So this is, in a sense, my prayer for this coming year, that many others, through the testimony of our lives, just our normal stories, will come to know Jesus, who can transform our lives and show us purpose and direction. Lynn and Joycey, how have you lived this first few days of 2025? And
I don't know, shall I start?
Yeah, say something.
Well, I don't know, there's no revelation. I'm not sure, it's a light bulb moment, actually. something you said yesterday, you shared yesterday, was getting a rhythm in your life and starting your day, ending your day, or all through the day, finding a rhythm of seeking that connection. And for me, that's meditation. And so it was after reading, I'm going to give a plug, it was after reading, on recommendation from Nigel Bright, John Mark Comer's The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Mm-hmm. But and he does home in on mindfulness. I take a few minutes and just focus on my breathing. Very basic. I watch my breath go in and out, and it's as simple as that. So he also says, on days when I can't focus and my imagination is running naked all over the place, which unfortunately is common for me, and it is for me, I got a butterfly brain, I take a few minutes and just focus on my breathing. And that can be in wherever you are, in a queue at the supermarket. But it's just taking. And so that's where I feel God is leading me. And that is to bring the practice of simplicity and quiet time, call it what you like, mindfulness, as you know, regularly in my life. So the way I've changed my, I read the Bible in the morning, I listen to the Bible. Dare I say it, I'm in my eighth year of listening to Bible in a year. And I was quite excited at the end to think that I was going to listen to Genesis again. So there's a rhythm for you. It's probably the best part of my day is listening to David Suchet reading the Bible and then it getting unpacked for me, especially the Old Testament, which is a bit of a challenge. But then I break for 10 minutes between my Bible reading. I stop for 10 minutes and I meditate. Can be 5 minutes, can be 2 minutes, doesn't matter. I started with 5 minutes, I've built to 10. Before then I return to a podcast or whatever it is and finish my rhythm of the morning. And so, you know, it's the start of the year. Start small, I would say. But start. Do begin your day with Jesus and God. And just watch how your life is transformed from the inside out. Anyway, that's me.
I had, you know, that after I retired with health, my health issues, and then just adjusting to retirement, going from full time to no work was really hard. If anything, it was a step too far, so I should have perhaps reduced for a while. But, you know, we can all say things with hindsight. And I've got a friend at Bishop's Lydiard who I've been friends with for years, and we meet regularly. And I met her for coffee, and she's been through lots of different things. And she has actually gone to the Lord, and she's forgiven people. And when we met, and I said to her, I'm just lost. And she said, hope. Cling on to that word. If you cling on to nothing else, cling on to hope. And I think with everyone praying for me, I just feel the change in me. At work, we had meditation, and I used to do meditation every day before I started work because it got me in the right space to handle, even if my first call was absolutely horrendous, I was prepared for whatever that call brought. So, and also, Fabian, I want to say to you, I have read the Bible in a year, but when you said about you had a leaflet at the back yesterday, I've picked one of those up. So thank you. Mm. And that's what I want to share. I just feel so different being back with the Lord. Mm. And, you know, I haven't drifted far away, but I wasn't as in a routine as I was.
Mm. No, thank you. Well, let's pray. Let's pray that as a community, we will encourage one another to find those rhythms that will sustain, that will be a little bit like the rhythm of eating, which we don't have to really think about it. We know when our stomach needs to be filled and we just do it, that somehow we will be in a place where that's the same with God's word, with prayer, with fellowship, that it becomes that rhythm that fills our hearts, our minds, and our lungs, our spiritual lungs, and bring fruitfulness into our community and our families. So let's pray for today as a new day, the task, the world, its needs, and the church in our life.